What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Gordon, and today I'm going to be talking about the trade targets, whether it's trade for or trade away. I'm giving you both. Also, my quick tip with trades is you either want to trade for either guys who are obviously buy low options, as you know that isn't their norm, and also guys who are consistent, even if it is buying high. Guys you want to sell are players who generally are dependent on efficiency. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to be super efficient. I just don't want a guy who only gets four targets a game but scores every other game. Or guys where their situations has changed and no longer, you know, the player that we thought that they were at the beginning of the year. Now, starting with the guys I want to trade away. And many may come as a surprise. First guy here is Christian McCaffrey. Why might I say that? It's because Mike Davis has been so good and productive, I don't see him not being involved in the games moving forward. And that was one of the reasons we loved CMC, was the massive workload that he was given. And also, him coming back from a high ankle sprain, it isn't too easy to do so, and the recovery isn't butter smooth. It's got some kinks in it, and, you know, for the first couple of weeks coming back. So I'm expecting him to, you know, let a ton of people down, at least, you know, compared to his standards, I should say. So trading him high again, now with people awaiting his return, you know, because everyone's expecting him to be back soon, you know, you should be able to get a great return on him. Another guy I'm shipping off is Juju Smith-Schuster, as he is clearly not the alpha wide receiver, as both Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool demand targets more than him, and he's becoming more of a role player with high upside, with, you know, mainly a touchdown dependency since the volume just isn't there. It's scary to think that he could be the third option on this team, when 2 years ago, he was literally the 1B option with Antonio Brown here. So either these guys can really ball, or Juju's game has declined that much. I'm going to wait until after this week with Deontay Johnson out, and, you know, for me to actually trade Juju and get a great sell high next week. You also want to sell his teammate, Chase Claypool, as he's a rookie and will be a major boomer bust game, you know, most games is every other week. You know, and specifically this week is going to be perfect bait, as he exploded last week and has a juicy matchup this week. So many people are going to want to buy in all over, because they're like, you know, I don't want him to go, you know, go for another 3 touchdowns, 100 yards. So you're going to be having people that are quote unquote, you know, they want to buy him before it's too late. So they let him, you let them have him, and you go and get a more consistent and reliable player. Real quick, I just got to let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game. Their website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. And if you sign up today using my promo code FFLOVERS, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money, guys. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because, you know, as of right now, you're missing out. Now for guys I want to trade for, starting off with Justin Herbert. If you're, you know, in a super flex or a 2 quarterback league, especially if it's one of those, you know, especially in Dynasty, because, man, this kid is something special. He's making veteran throws and decisions. He's got all the intangibles you want in a, you know, prototypical quarterback in today's NFL. He has a cannon arm, great accuracy, and, you know, decent mobility. The thing most concerning for him was, you know, if he was pro-ready. And, you know, that's clearly not the problem, so I think he's good to go. Herbert has put all these great stats up with both, well, not just both, all Trey Turner, Brian Bulaga, and Mike Williams every so often being out. So you're telling me that he's been under more pressure and had less weapons available than usual and still putting up numbers? Like, wow. Just give me this man a half a second more to make some deep throws to Jalen Guyton or even Williams, and then you can see him truly flourish. A man who's the biggest headliner this week is Le'Veon Bell, who was released by the Jets and signed by the Chiefs. The reason why I want to buy him right now, or even next week, is because I have a feeling he will have the role Damian Williams was supposed to have. And he's going to be the go-to guy, with CEH being the spell to him, because he's still got room to grow and he's still learning and developing in the NFL. Now, don't get me wrong, I still feel like it's going to be, a major timeshare, almost 50-50, honestly. But in this high-powered offense that has a better O-line and less stacked boxes than what Bell has seen before, he's going to thrive in this system. And he wouldn't have gone to a place that didn't want to give him an opportunity. That's why he was frustrated in New York, because of his role. So why would he deliberately put himself back into that type of situation? I'm sure he talked to Andy Reid and wanted to make sure that he was going to have a major role for the Chiefs offense. So yes, buy him for as low as possible right now before it is, yes, too late. Another quarterback I really like that many still don't fully trust is Ryan Tannehill. So if you're in need of a quarterback, or, if you're in a super flex and 2QB league also, then he's a definite trade target because he remains super efficient, sort of like how in years past Russell Wilson was, to a degree. And once he finally has all his weapons healthy, he should be a safe play every single week. A.J. Brown and Jonnu Smith make it to where he gets a ton of extra yardage with their yak ability as well. And Henry only seems to score on either an insanely huge play or at the goal line. So the rest is all Tannehill. And it's shown because he already has 10 total touchdowns. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. And you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store, or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. Now, Deontay Johnson is the only Steelers wide receiver that I'm actually buying into, as he will come back and he should be the go-to guy for Big Ben, as he's been for the whole beginning part of this season. Once these little injuries aren't an issue, he will slide into the wide receiver 1A role for them, and I think right now people are pissed off due to availability and the fact that Claypool has looked so good. So you need to take advantage of this buy low window for a low-end wide receiver one. A running back that I like that people are definitely afraid to go after is DeAndre Swift, who doesn't get much playing time but generally makes the most of it, kind of like Chase Edmonds. However, the difference between them is that Swift is the future for the Lions, while Edmonds might not be. Soon, Matt Patricia will either be fired or forced to use the younger guys to see the talent that they have on their roster. Pushing guys like Adrian Peterson and Danny Amendola to the curb. And, just a side note on Quintez Cephus, be prepared to start targeting him as well. you know, you should be getting him in Dynasty now while he's still underutilized and, you know, under the radar. But back to Swift. He's the best playmaker out of that backfield and has three down capabilities. So give me him on a late season league winner for, you know, cheap. He's still fairly healthy as well, as he hasn't been beat up as much as the other running backs at this point in the season. And this offense has great potential and a fairly good matchups for the rest of the year. Now, the last guy I'm trying to get for cheap is LaMichael Perine. He's on most of my rosters already since I've been telling you guys to pick him up 2 weeks ago. But in some that I don't, and injuries and buys have jacked me up, I'm now trading for him. And the reasoning why is because Gase knows in order to keep his job, he's going to have to start evaluating his younger talent to see what they have on their rosters. And Gore clearly isn't the answer for the future. So he'll be force-fed the ball, in my opinion, and he's got the catching skills to be a three-down back. Even though he's a Jets starting running back, it is still nice to own when shit hits the fan and you're in need of a running back. Also, his upside is untapped, and we don't know his true ceiling since he hasn't gotten enough volume to really see what kind of player he is. So yes, I am fully on board with going all in to get LaMichael Perine. That's all I have for this episode. If you liked what I said and maybe put some ideas in your head that, you know, you may have never thought of before, please let me know on Instagram at FantasyFootballLovers and on Twitter at FFLovers_. Be sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. And also, go check out my merchandise line, you filthy freaks.